Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. The room just got a lot more handsome with the arrival of that man, Todd McComas. Look at that fella. Former police officer.
Thank you.
The United States Marines called, and he answered the call. And then wearing the patriotic tank top, it's, for a second, I couldn't remember what those were called. It's Pat McAfee.
Hi, team.
Good to see you, Pat.
Hi.
Hey, fellas, guys.
Hey, Pat, two things I want to get right to.
And yeah.
Well, as a former NFL player, you probably didn't get to watch a lot of games on TV.
I watched a lot of games during my career.
Yeah, but you'd watch them, and you'd be at the complex watching a video of various plays.
Yeah.
You didn't get to watch them on traditional broadcast television as a general rule. So when you were at the complex in the world of the NFL, they don't have commercials. That would be that'd be pretty funny, though, if they go, all right, Andrew.
In the middle of game film?
Yeah,
I'm surprised the NFL hasn't done that yet.
Hey, listen, Andrew, we're gonna watch that play where you got your ass kicked. But first, we got this commercial for Chrysler.
I know. Imagine if, like, Ferrari got – that would be smart because all the NFL guys got money. That's
not
a bad idea.
Yeah. This week's highlights brought to you by Bentley.
Yeah. Yeah, not the greatest car, by the way. I own one. It's not that great.
Really?
Yeah. One's for sale, actually.
I was going to say, you're supposed to – when you buy a Bentley, you're supposed to buy two. One to drive, while the other one's in the repair shop.
Oh, I didn't see –
the other one for parts.
Yeah.
Parts.
Well, I'm only driving one, and it's for sale if anybody's listening.
Okay.
Todd.
Now, we have
an
interesting story out of the NFL.
Give that away.
In the world of broadcast football, the NFL will not be featuring commercials for Cialis and what was it?
Viagra,
because apparently those drugs are about to go generic.
Ah, it's about time.
And so you won't be, as Jeff Oskey pointed out earlier, watching football with his then 9-year-old son trying to explain what ED is. Mm-hmm. And as Josh pointed out.
As you just say, it's E.T.'s brother.
E.T.'s brother.
Real easy.
Yeah.
He's his more flaccid brother.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so those will not be in the...
I'm sick of parents.
What?
Are you? Yeah. Sick of them.
They just don't understand.
What am I going to tell my kids about Viagra? Well, you're going to tell them that daddy couldn't get hard, and if he did, he wouldn't have had you. That's what I think this story would have been right there.
That's why your middle name is Viagra.
Yeah.
That's why your sister is Alice. See Alice? She wouldn't be here. There we go. That's a variation of Dennis Miller's joke. Sorry, Dennis. So, yeah, here's the story. Advertising Age says the makers of Viagra and Cialis have declined to buy any ads in NFL games for the coming season. Now, do you guys know who the pioneer, the first person to do a television ad for any of those drugs was?
I'm really trying.
You should know this, Todd. You're a man of a certain age.
Jimmy Johnson.
The actual TV itself?
He did.
On television, the first guy to do it was not Jimmy Johnson.
I'm not allowed to answer, right?
You're not allowed to answer.
Okay. I do not know.
Oh,
you know?
Chick knows.
Do you know Josh?
Well, yeah. I knew, and we had already discussed it.
For those that are just joining us.
No, I knew that. Yeah, Bob Dole.
Mm-hmm. Oh, could you answer the phone?
What the hell is a Bob Dole?
Hello. Bob and Tom Show.
Good morning, this is Bob Dole.
Oh, hi.
Now, Bob, for those not familiar with your work, you were a senator, also a distinguished American, a great war hero, a man who received the Purple Heart, among other great awards.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, upstanding American.
An Emmy and an Oscar.
Fought during World War II. He did not receive an Emmy. He got real awards for real men that actually endangered them. I'm sorry. Sir, you were also very boldly the first one. Were you doing the Viagra or the Levitra?
I was doing the Viagra back then, 94 years old. Going to be 94 years old in about a month. I was in my 70s then.
Uh-huh. How's the Viagra going?
Heard you talking. Pardon me?
I think maybe. Sorry.
You're talking to Babe Ruth a while ago about big bats and flying balls.
Right.
Home run derby.
Yes.
I know a little bit about both of those, big bats and flying balls. As the spokesperson for Viagra, Bob Dole did a Pepsi TV ad with Britney Spears.
Oh, that's right.
You see that?
Oh, I know who he is.
Yeah,
so Bob, do you refer Dole to yourself in the third person then when you say? Yeah,
that's right. If Bob Dole would have had Britney Spears shaking her tail feather in front of him all the time, I wouldn't need Viagra. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, Winnie Dole likes boner Bob Dole, I'll tell you that right now.
All right.
That's right, she does. And I'll tell you something. Oh, hold on, I got to speak to some American people here and take care of business. Hold
Good.
Welcome to Walmart.
All right. Mr. Dole is not at Walmart.
Go,
okay, thank you very much.
Disrespectful. But
yeah, but...
So what does that
he's
mean?
He's still alive.
Pills are going generic.
It means that the whatever
the patent,
is it a patent or trademark or copyright or whatever? I guess it's the patent is has expired, and they'll be able to be a generic version.
It becomes public, so it's
cheaper.
So,
like, we could hop on that.
No. If you had the right scientists and chemists and labs, yes, you could then make your own.
I could make my own boner pills.
If you really were to
using that exact formula.
Todd.
Yes.
Find somebody that can do this for us. What do we need? One scientist?
Oh, we need one good scientist.
One scientist?
And some mixing bowls.
You call him Boomstick Bomer.
And probably about $800 million.
Yeah. Oh, that seems like a lot of money. But that teacher from whatever high school we plucked this scientist out of. You know what scientists do? They either cure cancer, make drugs, or teach high school?
Sure, yeah.
We need a high school teacher, one of that.
Like Walter White.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you're better off, as Jack Nicholson said in Easy Rider, I've got my store-boughts. Really no need to make your own. But there are, you ever see those people that, you know, I can make a burger just like a McDonald's burger. Really?
Oh, I love those guys.
The ones at McDonald's are awfully good. They're probably cheaper by the time you get all the ingredients.
That's true.
Make it yourself.
You know, the Cheddar Bay biscuits, though, at home are nothing like that.
Yeah. True. There are some items you just got to go.
You can't make the fresh. Yeah. So,
I do love a McDonald's burger.
Yeah. Oh man!
So it's good. Yeah. But anyway, so the pills are going generic. But what we don't know is will they be still be prescription? Because you have to get a prescription, right?
I think
yes,
for
they
the
will.
Generic,
they
will
still
be.
Will be. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and then also we don't know. They'll have different names, right?
Right. It depends on the active ingredient in each.
I would guess they will never be over the counter because of all the warning things about heart. Yeah.
I think that's a safe guess.
So a doctor's going to have to check you out beforehand.
Yeah, yeah, and who'd ever heard of a four-hour erection? Well, other than every high school kid. except for me.
Two
I went to all boys school. It was pretty flaccid.
Those are weird days, those days. You know?
No kidding.
Oh, those, your penis is just screaming at you
for
no reason.
Just those stubborn, out of nowhere.
Yeah, high school. Like right there on the bus, out of nowhere.
Every morning.
It's like Grace, it was crazy.
Is it? Man.
Those days were crazy.
Did you know that was happening?
No. I remember one specific instance, but that's it.
You were playing horseshoes.
No.
That kid was all right, Bobby.
I was in gym class, and some kid poked me on the back, and I turned around, and it was there. And I said, put that thing away. No one wants to see that.
2017, that kid's in jail.
Probably. Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me.
Sure, that kid's in jail.
Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me.
Life ruined.
You know him.
Okay. Hey, I found out one of my prom dates got arrested for staging a robbery a couple weeks ago, so you know.
Respect.
Really? What do you mean staging a robbery?
Though? He just did all the blocking. You're going to stand here. You're going to park the car here.
No.
Here's the green screen. He put a green screen on.
No, he's not that smart. He and his buddy set up a fake robbery to try to rob the place where his buddy was working.
Oh. A fake robbery.
Yeah.
Why a fake
one of those?
No, his buddy, apparently his buddy was in on it. And of course he squealed as soon as the cops found him. Yeah.
So it was just an inside job.
Yeah, apparently.
Huh.
Oh, inside
but like apparently like they had a whole act like with witnesses and
so the robbery never happened. This guy actually just took the cash.
Yeah.
They acted like
they were robbed. What was the fatal mistake there, Pat? They involved too many people.
Too many people. You can't trust anybody these days.
Yeah, that's true.
The streets are talking.
Somebody's going to rat.
Yeah.
This is why all these,
but I think
all these Kennedy assassination theories fall apart when you go. You can't get one person.
That's right. That's
let alone the 40.
Well, when you kill a lot of the people involved.
No.
That's exactly right.
But he was
when
normal
you cover
in high
part
school.
Of covering up. Yeah.
Todd caught a guy that was robbing the same bank like 15 times or something like that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hit it 3 times in a row.
Well, 15 seems a little bit. I
wow.
Well, total 6.
Yeah,
so it was a lot.
Same bank 6.
Within what type of time frame?
Well, he hit it once, right? And so we had surveillance footage or whatever. So I hit up the parole department, and I'm like, "Hey, who do you have that was released from federal prison recently for bank robbery?" And they sent me 3 people, and I'm like, "Oh, that's the guy right there." And I looked into it. He had hit that same bank 3 times before. That's why he was in prison.
Okay.
So, same bank.
The well was not running dry.
Yeah. And I watched. He hit it a second time before. I couldn't find the guy. I'm looking all over the place. And he hit a second time. And I could see in the video, like you could tell and from the witness accounts, he would leave his car unlocked and running. Like he would just go out and quickly open it without using a key or fob or anything and get inside and drive off. So I set up on this bank forever, just waiting, doing surveillance. And I had this plan where when he went in the bank, I was just going to drive in, sneak in, and lock his car and take the keys out.
Okay.
So he would be stuck on the outside of the bank. Well, that would be hilarious, right?
Good idea.
That's a huge hole in his plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then,
so what happened?
Well, I set up on it for weeks upon weeks, and he doesn't show up, and I'm about to get divorced because I'm never home. And then so I called my buddy, and I'm like, hey, will you set up on the bank today, sit behind the doctor's office across the street, and watch it because I got to go home one night this week. And he's like, sure. Sure enough, the guy hits
that night
at the end of the day there. And I had talked the bank into putting a dye pack in there, and the dye pack also has CS gas in it. So when it goes off, it's like tear gas in your car.
Oh.
Blue paint everywhere. So there's this awesome video of my buddy Louie. Parks like Wyatt Earp. He just blocks the street, pulls out when the guy's pulling out of the bank, and he gets out of his car, and you can see it from behind from his dash cam. He's just walking down the street with his gun out toward this car, makes it stop, and then right when it comes to the stop, you just see... The car just fills with blue dye, and the guy comes stumbling, falling out of the car. He's crying. He's got tear gas all over him.
I like the scene in Raising Arizona when it goes off in the car.
Yes.
The dye pack.
Yeah. So the guy went back to jail.
Yeah, and he was a huge dude. That's why it was easy to pick up.
So why did he keep going back to the same bank? Is it the if it ain't broke, don't fix it?
He was getting a lot of money out of this bank. Had some really bad guidelines. Yeah, like every teller had access to the vault.
Do you think by the sixth robbery they were treating him like just a regular customer? Hey, Phil.
Hey. I mean, let's get to the thing. Todd couldn't find this guy. Yeah. Why not, Todd? Why couldn't you find him?
I couldn't find him. I saw there was a connection in Bowling Green, Kentucky to a person. This guy was... he was a gay guy who had a lover in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and I kept seeing where this guy was spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in a riverboat casino. So he was kind of the sugar daddy to this guy. So I never could catch him in route. And then this time when my buddy Louie stops him, we get to process the car, there is a sack that has 24 cheeseburgers from McDonald's in it.
Attaboy.
And during the interview, I was like, Lloyd, what's the deal with all the cheeseburgers? And he goes, well, it's about... a four-hour drive from the bank to Bowling Green. I don't want to have to stop. And I get really hungry.
Six cheeseburgers an hour?
24 cheeseburgers from there to Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Apparently, bank robbers love that dollar menu. Yeah, he's a monster.
It's a steal.
Who doesn't, yeah.
Wow. That's a great
who does?
Todd McComas is our guest, former police officer, along with former NFL great Pat McAfee. We're going to come back with
former
more.
NFL great.
Well, still an NFL.
Yeah, it feels
great.
Good. I mean, it was. Jeez. Yeah.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. It's a very colorful room today if you're watching on the cameras because, by the way, it's a free VIP week. You can watch on the six-camera shoot as we speak. The guy in the star-spangled muscle shirt is Pat McAfee, and he's got...
pointing to his championship belt.
He's, showing off his VIP-ness.
You mean...
that was a good one.
You mean like the...
Grace, that was good.
Thank you. It was our campaign. I can't take credit for it.
The VIP... qualities.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Thank you very much. He's wearing a beautiful kind of a turquoisey cap, looking very colorful. You can watch. Once again, it's a free VIP week, so watch on the live stream. We'll also have full MP3s of today's show. And
I do look good today. I mean, this outfit was so nice I had to wear it twice. I wore this yesterday.
Yeah. Where did you get that hat?
Well, the hat was a gift, Todd. Thanks for asking.
Where would you get such a wonderful gift?
I don't know if you ever heard of my friend Ralph Lauren. You ever heard
of
him?
Yeah.
No, buddy,
you and Ralph, you play polo, do you?
Never met him. Oh. One of his guys, Keith, at the Greenbrier in West Virginia.
All right.
Yeah, gave me a gift bag because, you know, I'm a pro-am golfer these days.
Sure, a little swag for the old man.
Right. Now, when you step up to the tee box, does the crowd do a... Moses and clear the way, knowing that that you might shank it into their face.
Parting of the ribbon.
First four holes would have been a really good idea. I mean, I had a rough four holes there, Todd.
A lot of houses in play.
Yeah, first four holes were rough. I robbed a guy's porch on our second hole because there was beers in the backyard. That we happened to go to a party at his house the night before, and I happened to hit my drive off of his roof. So I was going to find my ball, and I remembered the fridge on the back porch. I'm like, holy hell, there's a fridge right here. I know it. And I opened it, still unlocked, and there was 14, 15 beers in there. I took them all. And my golf game drastically improved.
Hey, Ralph Lauren, get your own beers.
It was pretty good. That was my first pro-am, Tom. Chick, you guys ever play one of them?
Mm-mm.
You a golfer?
Never did.
Not anymore.
No. Well, nice,
there
man.
There was a time the game, you have a good time? The game beat me.
They finished tied for first. I think they would have won, except Pat ran out of beer and the rain kept putting John Daly's cigarettes out.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, we had so a chance
were,
to win.
You were handicapped.
Yeah. We had a chance to win it, and we just ran out of, you know, intoxication things.
Gotcha.
And that's kind of where our loss was. John wasn't allowed to drink because he's a pro. So I had to drink for him.
Oh.
But he did smoke. Now, he did smoke. And Little John was with us, which is John's kid, not the rapper.
Right. From the window.
Yeah.
Hey,
Little John is a hilarious little child. He's going to be a pro golfer, I think, and I cannot wait for his interviews.
Yeah.
And Little John to be distinguished from the character in Robin Hood.
Yeah, because that's what we John all think well, about. Yeah.
Excuse me?
What?
You mean like Fire Talk,
Little John's
John?
A character Fire in Robin,
Talk,
Robin
little,
Hood?
Little John.
I've never seen Robin Hood. That's Rush, where they rob Harry. From the rich and give to the poor?
Huh? Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Now, I want to play this for you, Pat. I want to play this for you because when you go into a guy's backyard and steal a beer, this could happen.
No.
This could happen. I want you to listen very carefully.
Oh, yeah.
And the sign said anybody caught trespassing will be shot on sight. So I jumped over the fence and yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives?"
That's the band Dos Boys, a short song.
Oh, that was
Dos
hilarious.
Boys. Short little tribute to what happens if you
it's
don't
a
understand.
A creepy, cool sound.
Don't understand
that automatic
what the sound
weapons
is.
Fire.
It is a nice sound.
A lot of Tom Griswold's at the Greenbrier.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, really?
Oh.
Hey, listen to this. Oh, speaking
Safari I'm, Man?
Speaking of sounds, I wanted to play this for you guys.
Name that sound.
You may not have seen this over the weekend or heard this.
My ears are on.
Okay, here we go.
I've heard that sound before.
Not this one.
I'm familiar with that sound.
Now, that sound is not what you think it is. It's actually part of a kind of a religious chant done by the Inuit.
Inuits.
Oh. And this happened to be up in northern Canada. And,
that's the proper term for Eskimo.
Yeah, I guess. And
great
Prince,
ice cream.
Prince Charles and Camilla, mm-hmm. Parker Bowles, Windsor, whatever her name is. They were there in some kind of official duties, and they were witnessing this, and they burst out laughing. And by the way, the two women doing this are face-to-face, and they are inches apart.
Great.
Just looking at each other's
straight
face,
face too.
And they're making this sound again. It's part of some apparently some religious ceremony. And you can see that even those of royal blood,
you can tell that their God really appreciates it too.
Yeah.
You know, because they're all in.
Yeah, that's.
Oh yeah.
But we decided we could take that and add it to some.
Oh, I can't wait
classic,
to hear this.
Classic music
I
here.
I can't wait to hear what the Bob and Tom City does.
Remember this great song? Remember this part in the middle?
Da 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 da.
Yeah. Yeah. How many times is that song? How many children were conceived right after that part where I stopped it?
Now, when that song plays, what am I supposed to tell my 9-year-old?
Who needs Viagra when you've got Led Zeppelin? Here's another one. We'll try this one. Here we go.
I can't stop this feeling.
It really fits. Yeah, that is. This is quite a sound.
Wait, was it in there?
Oh yeah,
oh, there it is. That's like a Rick Ross grunt.
even the women doing it must think it's kind of humorous, don't you think? They'd go
at the very least. They have to, look. We
they
get
have
why
to
you're
understand.
Giggling.
Yeah.
If they're like, "Why would you laugh at that? Oh, are you kidding
get
me?
Get over yourself."
Yeah, but people ridiculous. Do some crazy stuff for their gods.
Yeah,
for their gods.
There's the flying spaghetti god. Tom Hanks God.
I've always thought the headgear.
Austin Colley God.
The headgear of religious.
It's my favorite.
He was my God.
Can be pretty funny. I mean, you don't like see a you don't see a Pope hat in sports. You don't see a guy
it's not
getting
very practical.
He's going to be batting righty, and he's got on his his Pope hat.
Pontificating.
in case he gets a fastball to the head. I'm just saying, a lot of religious.
Oh, you don't mean the beanie. You mean the tall.
I mean the tall. Oh, one, yeah, the mitre.
Got it.
Well, how did that come to be, that hat?
I think there was probably a very short Pope. And he said to his tailor,
"Oh, I need to be taller."
Yeah. Ooh, good point.
Wow, there is a, that's a strong. Yeah.
My, wow. my other theory is the reason that the beanie came about was male pattern baldness, and they had that little bald spot, and then
a yarmulke
said to the tailor, "Well, there's various yarmulkes and skull caps for various religions. They all have that. I think that's part of it.
That makes sense."
Mm-hmm. And then there's my whole theory about the afro going out of style when the original Black Panthers started aging, and if you have that particular hairstyle and you have male pattern baldness, you kind of look like Bozo the Clown.
Yeah, that's why you think the afro went
yes,
out.
Yes, I think H. Rap Brown about 1971 went, "Hey, wait a second, no one's taking me seriously." I hold up my fist and they go, "What is it, Bozo?" Just a theory. These are all theories, perhaps controversial.
Not proven.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. We'll see.
I'm just saying.
The afro needs to come back. If I could grow one, I would in a heartbeat.
The fro is coming back.
You've got
back.
Some sweet hair, though, when it grows out long.
Thank you.
Oh, sweet hair.
It's got a lot of bounce to the ounce. Mm. It's a little thick, isn't it?
A lot of fro out there now.
A lot of fro's coming back.
Randy Moss had the best fro I've seen in a long time. When he was playing for the Vikings, he had this. He took his helmet off, and it was just gigantic.
But it kind of crunched down during the game. Who else had a big
There's
one?
The football follies where that guy takes his helmet off, and he's got the fro, and it goes.
Remember that? Didn't one of the guys in the Strokes kind of have a good fro? It was sort of a
stroke.
I think it was a white guy fro.
He'd be stroking.
Sometimes, yeah, that's
because I'm stroking to the east.
Yes,
and stroking to the west.
Oh, that's a classic. Uh-huh.
They had a lot of.
You mean this?
A lot.
You
need to ask. Start making
love. Oh, can we add the Inuits? You make it
hard. I think we have to.
I think we have to now.
I'd be stoking.
Yeah. I had to teach a Zumba class. Look at him go.
Perfect.
Stroke.
That song.
When you add the Inuits, it's a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That song almost got our team in trouble. We had just lost a game by 30, I think, and Chuck was trying to bounces back, Chuck Pagano.
So he played stroking?
So every warm-up, he played one song, right? There's one song in a warm-up to kind of get the juices flowing. And when that song comes on, it's hard not to, you know.
Kind of dance?
Dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now there's media watching us just lose by 30. And then the next day, we're all out there stroking. It's like, it's a very interesting situation. Down 30 yesterday, today, they're dancing in warm-ups. Like, oh, damn it, wrong song, Chuck.
As Tom likes to say, the optics weren't very good.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. As I don't great. Like to say.
No, I know you hate that
That's
term.
A great Tom impression.
Wow.
Do it again.
Uh-huh.
I actually didn't even do it that time.
Try it again.
The optics.
The optics of that scenario.
If someone uses the term, if someone uses the term optics, don't listen to anything they're saying. They spent too much time inside the Beltway in Washington.
In addition to clearly.
See, the coach should have played this.
Yeah.
girls, please.
God, it's only two women, too. It sounds like six people.
They are busy.
So it is, kind of an art form. And you can imagine their boyfriends or whatever. I mean,
I blame their priest.
That's a lot of pressure.
I think their priest was like, from now on, instead of praying, we'll just have women face each other and make sexual sounds out loud.
Yeah.
I'll watch.
Yeah. I don't like
speaking
it.
Of,
does. I don't like
speaking
it.
Of optics.
God told me that. God told me that in my dream.
Speaking of optics, I'm just going to be setting up these cameras. Hey, stop it, girls.
What the hell is optics?
It's a
how things look.
Yeah.
Instead of saying the way this appears or the perception or whatever, they're saying the optics of this. It's become a hack Washington phrase.
Oh, I can't wait to use it.
You know, watch Meet the Press some week, and every time they do a shot, you'll be drunk after.
I hate that show, by the way.
Meet the Press?
That's on Sunday with that one guy, the redheaded guy.
Yeah, Chuck Todd.
Chuck Todd.
Boy, I hate him.
Wow.
Yeah, put it out there. Tell your friends. Tell everybody. I hope it gets to the guy. I hate him.
What'd Chuck Todd do to you?
And he opens his mouth. Every time he speaks, I'm like, just shut your face.
I think you don't like him because he combs his hair forward.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
He can't seem to get a hairstyle down.
Yeah, he can't get it down. He's got the he's got the 90% goatee.
Yeah. Poor Chuck
Todd. Almost there.
Mm. Poor Chuck Todd.
He's got the morning radio.
To hell with Chuck
Todd.
Yeah. He used to do. He used to
not
do,
a good
he used to do traffic on the 10s at WWDC.
He should still be doing that.
We have in the studio, as you can tell, we have the you actually can see the beautiful,
you should be.
The beautiful turquoise what's it called? Ralph Lauren hat?
Yeah, Ralph Lauren.
Is it Lauren or Lauren? Ralph Lauren hat.
Well, we just Ralph and Pat.
Ralph and Pat.
They're on first name basis.
You can see Mr. McAfee and Mr. McComas and the lovely Grace and the rest of us if you want. On the Bob and Tom website, we've got the free VIP up and running. So it's a six-camera shoot happening right now. Now, if you wanted to hear more of the musings of, say, a Todd or a Pat, how would you do that, Todd McComas?
You would go to Pat McAfee, Inc., for Facebook.
Oh, nice. Good work there. Wow, I forgot I even had that.
Or Barstool Heartland. Yeah. Got some stuff on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our podcast today is great.
What's it about?
Well, one of our friends had fornications with a lady in a hot tub in broad daylight 2 days ago. Oh. So that was a little bit of a conversation. We talked about Jim Kong a little bit. Had a little Jim Kong conversation. I sung.
He's got the ICBM.
Yeah. He's had one. It just doesn't work. Then he's,
I thought they shot this one
straight up in the air. Yeah.
No, but it could have gone really far, right?
Everyone could have gone really far if you talked to the North Korea PR team.
What about that? What about that paper mache thing that was in the parade?
Well, was that actually? I thought that was.
I thought they had a legit ICBM.
Solid wood too. I don't think it was paper.
No, mache. Yeah, they got a new one. They just made it like last week. So. They're a real threat.
Your buddy that had the intimate relations in the hot tub, so he kisses and tells apparently.
No, everybody
he
else
didn't want
at
to talk about
party.
It at all. Yeah, he didn't want to talk about it at all, but we made him.
Yeah, so like what happened was they were all at this gathering at one of my friend's house, and I could not make it because I was attempting to buy a dirt bike in another part of town.
Uh-huh.
And I got 15 text messages that said your boy right now in the middle of this whole party. We think is having sexual relations with a lady.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I had to ask him about it. And he said, what? What are you talking about? And then like the first 10 minutes of the show was him embarrassing his whole family and talking about it. And we had a good time with it.
So that can be heard at your leisure beginning today. Is that?
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Check it out on iTunes.
Okay, 10 o'clock Eastern on iTunes. You can go to Pat McAfee, Inc. on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, Barstool Heartland.
Chill.
And check out what's going on with these guys.
Hey, my wrestling videos are getting good, too.
Ooh.
Just a little heads
up. Oh, hey, real quick. Are you watching GLOW?
No.
You need to.
Glamorous, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling?
Well, that actually was a real show.
That was a real thing.
In
the
80s. And actually, some friends of mine actually were on the team that filmed that every week.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the TV show is a – well, there was a documentary made about the real one. And then this TV show is a dramatization of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it stars the woman
Allison Brie.
From you might know her from Mad Men or from Community.
Mm-hmm.
And
who's she?
Dave Franco's wife. You would recognize her. I'm trying to think what she was in recently.
She's really good.
I've heard nothing but great
also,
things.
Also, Mark Maron, a good friend of this show, mm-hmm. Mark Maron, who you probably know from his podcast. Mark plays a
manager type, right?
Yeah. It's pretty funny. It's
Do they have the Polynesian princess in it?
They do.
Me and my friends got kicked out of a GLOW event.
Because Polynesian princess?
We were like, I don't know, middle school, maybe freshman. And my, the Polynesian princess paraded around before she went in the ring, slapping high fives. And one of my idiot friends thought he'd get a little handsy.
Oh, no.
And she launched him six rows into the crowd.
Yeah, as she should.
Really?
Incredible.
Yes. Some of the actresses in this show are legit wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about a time when wrestling was a lot more fun. I read an interview with the two women that created the show, and one of them said they were watching contemporary wrestling, and they go, we watched for 15 minutes, and I couldn't figure out who the bad guy was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole point was supposed to be, okay, bad over here, white hat, black hat, whatever you want to call it, and then action. So it's kind of a cool show. I don't even know what it's on. Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, it is.
I'm all 10 episodes.
I was going to start watching. It's good.
But Mr. McAfee's going to be wrestling until the sound of that knee blowing out.
I hope not.
And that
will you knock on something over there?
It happened to McMahon, and he got over it, so you'll be fine.
Jeez Louise.
And that plan B return to the NFL.
Is ruined.
I hope he doesn't get hurt.
It got really uncomfortable in here. I blame myself.
Yeah, I just started sweating. I never even thought of that happening.
We're coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto, in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. The man coughing up a lung is Pat McAfee. Right next to him is a former police officer. He's a United States Marine Corps for life. It's Todd McComas, a brave man, a handsome man. Yeah, speaking of handsome, Chick McGee is across the way at the Bob and Tom Sports Desk. If ladies, if you could see this, wait a minute, you can. Go to bobandtom.com today. It's a free VIP day. Look at those cameras. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that face. You focusing on him right now?
Chick was made for cameras, by the way.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you very much. Thanks for paying attention.
Chick, it's like a cold stone when you walk into a place.
Like a cold stone?
Full creamery.
Yeah.
Nice, baby. The lovely blonde in the room sitting in for Christy Lee. It's Grace. Hi,
That's
Grace.
Me.
How
Hi.
Are you, dear? Now, we've covered a lot of things in sports, including the end of the ED commercials. No Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra commercials in the NFL, not because of a matter of taste or of standards, but because those drugs are going generic pretty soon, and they're not going to be advertising and spending the $50 million they spent last year in the NFL.
That's a shame.
Now, I wanted to play this thing. We talked about this before. Prince Charles and his wife is Camilla.
Mm-hmm.
Parker Bowles.
We won an award.
What is it, Windsor now they changed it to?
I think
in any event, they were at this. Is Inuit? Inuit?
Inuit.
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 Sorry. Inuit?
They're on my favorite show, Life Below Zero.
I've managed to miss that.
The Inuits?
The Inuits?
Now, they were doing this ritual chant in which two women get face-to-face and do this on stage. They did this up in northern Canada for the prince. And I don't know what she is, the duchess or whatever she is. And they started laughing when they saw this and heard this. Here's the sound. Now, I got to hand it to him. This reminds me of the band Rush, where you get three guys on stage and it sounds like six. This is two women, and it's... Listen. Here comes Geddy Lee.
Pretty good rhythm.
Yeah, this sounds like there's three of them. Well, this is a serious religious thing. They practice this
and the prince laughed at them? Are you serious?
Not like cruelly or outwardly. They're just sort of...
They're trying to...
There's a video of this,
too. Oh, look at it. They're trying to hide it.
They're trying to hide their
laugh. That's so disrespectful.
Camilla starts laughing.
That's so disrespectful.
Because she's disgraced to England.
That's an international incident.
Unbelievable. Could you imagine if an American did that?
I would do it. I'd start laughing immediately.
That's the best laugh.
That's why Tom's not in any position of power.
Yeah, we're not heads of state.
Well, he really isn't either. He just got born lucky.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, the Queen, they still, I think Canada still pays money to the Queen.
They do?
I think the Queen still has a voice.
She's on their money.
Like a royalty?
Yeah, I think.
A royalty? Like royalty? By definition.
Royalty. Royalty. There you go.
By definition, a royalty. Now, I wanted to play this one for you. We had a news story last week, Pat. This will interest you. I know you probably don't play tennis, but in the world of tennis, they did a scientific study. And the grunting, they found out that, remember this, Josh?
Yeah.
The lady or the guy that is grunting at the lower pitch
That's right.
would tend to win the matches.
The more dudely one?
Well,
not necessarily, but that would be a way to put it that would make the that would derail this line of thought. The point being, we have some famous audio of Maria Sharapova, and she was a famous grunter. Now,
she was a famous grunter.
Dean has taken the liberty of combining the two.
Oh,
and here we go. This is Maria Sharapova. We got a three-way going now.
I think Maria is going to lose to. Oh, I was going to tell you which one. Play it again.
Right, okay, here you go. This is Maria.
Maria would lose to that one. That one.
The high one.
No, the low one. The low one. You said the lower the better. That one.
Oh yeah. You're right. Yeah, the lower the better.
Now this doesn't mean that if you start grunting lower, your game is going to improve.
Well, that's what I just heard. Stats say. Science says.
It just means
I believe in science.
Yeah. Tend to be.
Just mean historically.
Science said it, Josh.
Josh. I mean, what type of guy are you? You don't believe in science? I mean, that's unbelievable.
The power comes from the grunt.
Okay.
Maybe deeper the grunt, more power.
Is that the secret?
This is grunt, not
Yes, it is grunt.
Object.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Never mind. We'll move on.
Are you a tennis player? You were probably a tennis player looking at you.
A little bit. Yeah. I'm just taking some tennis lessons again.
Really? You got to check the watch.
Well, I got a bad...
Check the watch.
That's what YouTube told me.
I got a bad right arm, so it's a little bit tricky, but yeah, I can do it now.
Do you have a backhand, or you just flip the paddle over to your left hand?
Oh, no. Backhand is my strength, because this arm works great this way. It's just I can't go up, so my serve is now pathetic.
I use all forehand. I toss the thingy. What is it? Racket. I toss the racket to the left hand, forehand.
Ah. How about when you play ping pong, you just play with one hand, right?
Ping pong, I'll go lefty too. I'll go forehand with the left.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Now the next time he's in town, we got to have you play ping pong with Frank Caliendo.
Oh yeah,
you got to have Hoff play against Frank.
The Hoffy running our board today. He's a good player.
Oh, he embarrassed an entire group of people, just like the German Bjorn Werner did to me in front of my team. Oh. We're in the middle of a team meeting. And we got outside, and there was a ping pong table. It was training camp.
Uh-oh.
And I thought I was a pretty good little ping pong player. And Bjorn Werner goes, Germany versus America right now? I said, yeah, this has happened in the past. I feel good about our odds.
Sure. You got the bomb.
Yeah. You're damn right. A lot of them. He beat me 21-5.
Wow.
So that night, I went on the internet. I looked up a ping pong ball shooting machine.
And did you get it?
It said Forrest Gump approved.
Nice.
I bought it. That night, I took about 2,000 shots from that little machine. Haven't lost since.
Do you have to keep reloading it?
No, it's a net that catches it. So you put like 100 balls in. It was a bit of a pricey. I mean, let's not get crazy. Everybody knows I'm terrible with cash. Going to be broke. ESPN 30 for 30 broke too is going to start Pat McAfee. But it has this big net. You put it up on your machine, and it's got a little spitter up. And it's just you hit it back.
As long as you hit it within the range of the net, it pops right back in?
Yeah, you just got to hit the table. If you hit the table, it goes into the net, right into the thing. It just, you literally get 2,000
really
shots.
Game.
Yeah, yeah. I felt like one of them, I don't want to say it, but you know.
You felt like Forrest Gump.
Yeah. We actually got a ping pong stadium going in our office at the Barstow Heartland offices downtown Indianapolis with a large portrait of Forrest Gump going right above it.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to fly in some kids from China.
Play them. Yeah, play the best.
Oh, good luck there.
What?
There's going to be another incident.
Well, yeah, for sure. There's going to be another Bjorn Werner German incident. But we played the next day, by the way, and I represented for America. There was a full USA chant happening.
You won?
Yeah, absolutely.
No kidding.
Attaboy.
Yeah. I haven't lost to the Germans since. Now, Hoff, though, this guy over here, incredible ping pong.
Wow.
I think Caliendo is really good. He's a great comedian and a terrific.
Judah Friedlander also.
Yes.
A ping pong. Yeah, world-class ping pong.
And you'd never think so when you met him.
It's great great game.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of tennis players play. You never played?
Oh, a little bit. Yeah, I don't have any particular skill level at ping pong.
Is that below you?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it.
Boy, it really felt like that was below
you. No, sorry. No. I just get not good at it.
I play on the real size. I play on top of the table.
Popping a ping pong ball yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Really?
What, with a gun?
No. At the girls' swim meet, there's a little ping pong table there.
You have your own paddle?
No.
You got to have your own paddle.
Yeah, I'm not serious.
With a rhinestone.
Does your screw together?
Like a pool cue.
Like a pool cue.
With a rhinestone tee.
And it's got a case. You carry it around with you.
I got a full, what's those things called that you guys carry? Holster. I got a full paddle holster.
Like a shoulder holster?
Yeah, you see me walking around with that holster on, know that I'm going somewhere to kick ass, and there's a ping pong
Do you wear it under your coat so you can, like, slide it out. Whip it out
Excuse
of
me, let me
jacket.
Whip this out. Wham!
Yeah. Excuse me while I
whip this out.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.